but a lot of problems.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
No sense among them. It's our daily dose of the dum-dums. And let's start, as we've talked about many times here in Why We Can't Have Nice Things, Waymo. Of course, that is the self-driving taxi service, which has been in Austin for quite some time, out there on the left coast. And, of course, they're owned by Alphabet Google. And they plan to expand in other new U.S. cities this year. Dallas, Fort Worth, they're coming. But there's an interesting little fun fact about these. As Waymo's cars are driven without humans, but when a departing passenger leaves and they leave the door open, the car won't move until it closes. And it can't, even though it's self-driving, it's not a self-closing vehicle.
Oh,
yeah. So Waymo has a little idea, and they've been doing this across the country. They're paying DoorDash drivers to help close the doors of its robo-taxis.
For crying out loud.
Yeah. In fact, this came after a post showed a DoorDash driver in Atlanta was offered $11.25 to head over to this area and go close the door.
I would like that job. That's a good side hustle.
I can do that.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
I think I can speak for everyone to say that we have big issues in America today. The economy, midterm elections, will we adopt more countries? And then there's this. What is a boneless wing?
Mm.
Buffalo Wild Wings got sued by someone claiming these are simply nuggets. And the courts got involved. And we now have a verdict. A judge determined that as long as the meat is from the wing portion, it is in fact a boneless wing. Those are your tax dollars at work. Still waiting for Epstein tourists to be prosecuted. But yeah, that's what we got.
Dum, 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 dum.
Boneless wings.
It's your tax dollars at work, America. Let's go to Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. And this escalated rapidly as a man there recently stole an ambulance. Never a good idea, number one.
Mm.
Number two, if you do steal an ambulance, make sure there's not, like, medics and a patient in the back. Yep, medics were treating a patient at a residence when Benjamin Feltz felt he needed to hop into the driver's seat and take off. So he did, and then led police on an 18-mile chase that lasted 40 minutes. They had to use the spike strips to pop the tires and eventually end the chase. Which is kind of risky to do. Now, no word on what was going on in the back with the patient. I guess there's HIPAA laws involved in that, stuff like that. But it doesn't seem that it caused any more damage than what was being caused. Benjamin, though, was charged with, well, a CVS receipt list of all sorts of transgressions.
Dum, 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 dum.
Wow.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Yeah.
A man in Granite County, Montana, got popped for having an open container of alcohol. But drove to the court to pay his fine. Good, upstanding citizen. Unfortunately, Sheriff Rico Barkel noticed his breath. Not so fresh. He asked if he drove there. The man said, yeah. He then agreed to a breathalyzer. It was positive, but also smoked up some of the funny stuff as well.
Whoa.
And they found an open container in the same vehicle that he drove to pay the fine. For the open container, he's facing a variety of charges and probably a little time in AA.
Almost got off on the double jeopardy, but no.
Dum, 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 dum.
Final jeopardy. Well, this couple in Pennsylvania in their 90s were proudly telling their family, hey, we all want to get together this couple of Mondays ago, February 9th, for the 75th wedding anniversary of Ed and Sally Wagner.
That's going to be you and Al.
It's going to be out there in the Greensburg, Pennsylvania area. And this couple rounded everybody up. But a little bit ahead of time, their smart aleck son-in-law, Mark Aitken, well, he did some Ancestry.com record searches and just was, he was actually trying to put something nice together for them.
Oh, no.
Well, uncovered a copy of the marriage certificate. And it actually turns out they had gotten married in 1952, not 1951. So they are still 1 year shy of their 75th anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah. I like Sally, 92, said, Quote, when you're married this long, honestly, who cares?
Say hello to our good friends up in Sherman, where it's always tough to watch your kids undergo surgery. So you can understand that a man was a little bit disturbed when the pediatric dentist appeared to be slurring before she took his kiddo back. He promptly dialed 911. The patients, who, by the way, are children, said her hands were a bit unsteady. Dr. Kelly Buck was later arrested.
Shame.
Shame.
Yeah.
No drinking.
Shame.
No drinking on the job.
Shame.
Very simple.
Stick to the nitrous.
Shame.
And then finally, let us go to a harrowing scene in Portland, Oregon, as a reckless driver, you see on this video, looks like a Ring doorbell cam, hits a dirt mound and flew roughly 100 feet through the air, crashing his vehicle through a house. This is a neighborhood.
Whoa.
Police in Oregon say the driver of this truck was recklessly driving through an intersection that was being, well, it was under construction. That explains the dirt mound. Hits the dirt mound, goes through the air, over 100 feet, clears a brick wall before crashing inside of a home. Thankfully, amazingly, nobody was injured in the home or the guy in the truck. Of course, as he was being rescued, some say you could hear a voice from above that folks in Portland had seen their fair share of strange sights, but a sedan trying out for the Air Force, it was right about then that them Duke boys were reintroduced to gravity.
Boom.
While redecorating the living room.
Get, dum, 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 dum.